Okay, welcome back. Hour number two on a Monday night as we're stepping off into another week. And boy, will it go fast. Things are just overloaded with information, news. A lot of it's crap. A lot of it's worth your consideration. You really have to use discernment now, like you never have in your lifetime, if you're going to try and stay ahead of it. Or stay with us. We won't mislead you. We'll always give it to you straight. There's just a lot going on with this injection. I just. The 2 to 5 year window is very concerning to me now, in terms of the Deagle projections, which in 2025 are supposed to manifest themselves in full. We will see. We will see. There's a lot there. Now, speaking of there, are you there, young lady? Hey, what a nice voice you have.
To deliver bad news, right?
We do our best. We can't sugarcoat it, but try and make it sound at least something to be considered contemplative and something you want to use your discernment on. It's just crazy out there. Now, there's a story, a real quickie. We have been for a long time now trying to sound the alarm that if you've been injected, you have pets to worry about, in addition to your children and your spouse. Now we have another story about a kitty with clots. And this is something to keep in mind. Our pets, our best friends in many cases, are subject to shedding. And you can give them big trouble. And if someone comes to visit and they're shot up, for God's sakes, don't let them touch your dog or cat. Don't even let them in your house. Let's be realistic. That's where we are now. I'm sorry. We cannot play games with this stuff. Can't do it. Or you're going to pay a price
That's
you don't
very
even
true.
want to. Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead.
it's going on 3 years now, and funnily enough, no, it's not funny. Somebody in the CJD group today asked a question. Were their pets also showing signs of CJD? You know, concurrent with somebody else in the family who had been diagnosed. So I don't know if it was a dog or a cat. I think they just said pet. They didn't specify. But obviously, the animal appears to be acting demented. And I,
That
you know, there's been just countless stories of dogs, cats. I think there was a case of a rabbit, even. You know, falling sick and in some cases dying. With dogs, it seems to be neurological issues a lot of times. With cats, it seems to be bleeding issues.
Hemorrhaging what? Eyes, nose, ears, mouth, the other end.
I've heard of that. And with the dogs, they seem to develop paralysis sometimes in their hind legs.
Oh yeah, that's very, very sad. I if only dogs and cats lived
Good talk.
longer lives. If only they could, they deserve, 30 years, not 10, 12. It's too hard. It's hard on everybody. And to lose a friend like that, they're irreplaceable. And I just, it's just shocking how people don't take proper care. I used to own pet stores, as some of you may remember, and I always spent a great deal of time trying to kindly and politely answer questions and educate pet owners on how better to take care of their pets than they were doing. Like, I didn't stock crappy dog food, but I try to explain to them that most pet foods, especially dog food, oh, cat food too, if it says protein on it, and that's all it says, that usually means roadkill or anesthetized animals. Understand, anesthetized animals are often ground up and made into protein for pet food. So you must read labels, not just for you, but for your pets. You must.
Yeah, it makes
It's
a difference. It does.
oh, what they actually put in pet foods is criminal, and there should be major investigations about that too.
Yeah.
They won't do it.
No. Yeah. They want these animals gone as much as they want the people gone.
It's sadly true. Remember a few years ago the Chinese were caught literally poisoning pet food?
Yeah.
With
melamine.
Melamine.
Yeah.
See, we said it exactly at the same time. That's what I mean when I couldn't have a better partner than this one. We think alike. All right. So there we are. Please take care of your pets. They do take care of you, and they never ask for anything in response. Nothing.
I know.
Okay. We're going to jump into a little video here, and a couple of them. Dr. James Thorpe, who is, I think, one of the good guys in this. There are a lot of visible doctors and scientists and so forth. And there are a few that are very, very good people. They have integrity. And Dr. Thorpe is standing up and now just saying it. And if you've been with us for any length of time, you know we were on top of this in the beginning. And we're not, I don't brag. I'm not bragging for anything here. I'm just telling you. Facts are facts, and we were on this from the beginning. We knew the game. We knew what these injections were, and we tried and tried and tried to warn people. And we've made a difference. And some of you write in very, very nice emails and post messages on social media, and we thank you for that. Try to share these programs with as many people as you can. Tell us a little bit more about James Thorpe.
James Thorpe is an obstetrician-gynecologist and has been seeing the devastation that's been happening to women, pregnant women, who get these shots, and is outraged about it. And he was given an ultimatum to either, you know, go along with this agenda or not. And he chose not to, and he lost his job. And here he is today, you know.
Right, okay.
Calling a spade a spade.
Yeah, he does. And when we use that expression, we're talking about shovels.
Yes.
Did you get the joke there? A little joke.
Yeah. All right.
A little black humor. There was another little joke. Sorry, I get carried away with this stuff. Okay. Did you get it? That was good. That's right off the top of my head, too.
Mm.
Okay. Jim Ferguson has a, I don't know what it is, a podcast, a broadcast.
Yeah, he's got his own channel on X and does interviews quite regularly with.
Got it.
You know, them people that are making a difference.
Right. So he had Thorpe on, and Thorpe and Eric and I were kind of real happy to hear him say the things we've been saying for such a long time. And hopefully these kinds of statements will continue from Dr. Thorpe. They need to, because this is the truth. All right, here he is with Jim Ferguson in this part of this radio show. We'll see what it is, and I think you'll find this to be very familiar, and it's good to hear it.
This is true, and I don't really have any doubt that it's not. This is a declared war on humanity.
That's Jim Ferguson, not Thorpe.
If they set out to deliberately kill not just millions of Americans, but millions of people around the world, this is appalling. This is almost too much to believe that somebody could actually do this. But
no, this, and that's how they're getting away with it. It's too much to believe. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
That's the reality that people must come to grips with. It's true, and it sounds impossible. Very hard.
Absolute truth. This is truly shocking. Dr. Thorpe, in terms of what do you think the motivations would be for them to do this? Because people that are maybe watching this that aren't as caught up on all of this as you and I might be, this will be almost unbelievable for them to hear that somebody would actually plot or plan in advance to euthanize millions of people around the world. What do you think is going on?
Very clearly, this is a depopulation agenda. And, you know, if you look at quotes from the last 30 years, that have accelerated in the last 20 years and 10 years from global leaders, from people like Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation. Statements that they've made that I've documented meticulously, clearly they want depopulation. And, you know, it's not just killing and injuring, it's sterilizing. And it's a multifactorial pathophysiologic mechanisms. It can damage so many different mechanisms of injury and damage. And Jim, you're absolutely right. Listen, I have verifiable figures that these murderers have killed and injured 585 million global citizens. 585 million global citizens. And I also have data that I've researched myself and I'll stand behind that this vaccine, okay, alleged vaccine, which is a gene therapy product, there's no doubt it has the greatest injure to kill ratio of all the past world wars, and I've documented them. It has, the world wars, you know, I can go through each of them. I have a slide if you want me to show you, and I stand behind it. It is the highest injured to kill ratio of the most heretofore deadly damaging drug ever released on the market, which is thalidomide. So if I have a very keen slide that goes through the injured to kill ratio from Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you're looking at less than one. From Normandy invasion, you're looking at an injured to kill ratio of, you know, one or two. And then you go on through the conflict of Iraq, the conflict of Afghanistan, the conflict, current conflict of the UK. These are all really pretty low injure to kill ratios. With thalidomide, the deadliest drug ever released before this one to the population, the injure to kill ratio was maybe 0.25 to 1.5, depending on who you believe. The injure-to-kill ratio of this drug, vaccine, alleged vaccine, which is really a genetic therapy, is 33.4. It's worse than the atomic weapons that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is absolutely perpetrated, planned killing and depopulation. There's no question in my mind. I never would have said this 3 years ago, or not even 2 years ago. I stayed in my wheelhouse of high-risk obstetrics, but I know too much. Listen, Sasha Latipova, I consider a friend, as I do Dr. Michael Eden. And Dr. Latipova has clearly blown the whistle and shown how the early reproductive toxicity studies in animals that are mandatory, they faked them, they lied about them, they covered up deadly pregnancy injuries in the preborn animals, clearly. And they fudged it and lied and published it when she exposed the truth. Listen, by the way, every obstetrician and gynecologist in North America, and there's 60,000 of them, have been captured and bought off. My wife is an attorney. I'm a physician. We have proven that with the Freedom of Information Act request. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists was bought. They took millions of dollars and they sold off their 61,000 OBGYN doctors. These are crimes against humanity. They're not allowed to deviate from the deadly narrative. And if they do, they have to pay that money back. And they threatened all of us. And that's why there's so few of us that are speaking out like myself. It's cost me a lot. It cost me my job. It's cost me my reputation. I've been, and I'm not the only one, many others, but there's very few OBGYN doctors that call. This crime was perpetrated, was started against women. Women were focused for, they were the focus of the brunt of this assault for two reasons, Jim. Number one, Women make all the healthcare decisions in the world. Doesn't matter what color your skin is, what the origin of your country is, what your faith belief is. You know, even doctors or their husbands, we don't make the decisions. That's not in our wheelhouse. Women do, number one. That's one reason. It's a marketing strategy. And number two, very important, despite what the liberal progressives want to say, you know, men can't get pregnant. So only women can get pregnant. So it's not the most vulnerable population in the world are pregnant women. It's not children. Pregnant women are overlooked. They have been my whole career. Everybody focuses on the children. Yes, it's a disaster in children, but it's an even greater disaster in pregnant women because they're the most vulnerable population. And so if they can convince by $5 trillion U.S. tax dollars to bribe every thread of the fabric of our society that this is safe, effective, and necessary in pregnant women, game over. They've won. Every human being on the planet needs to be vaccinated. That's what they did. This is right out of the movie Utopia. You go watch the movie Utopia. This was predictive programming, exactly what was done, as Bill Gates claimed and pronounced in 2010, this would be the upcoming decade of the vaccine.
Well, they lay it right out. They've not hidden it. That's their game. Very well said, and great to hear from a man of his stature. And obviously, he's a very caring person, and he's staggered at what he has come to embrace as reality. It's the truth. We've been talking about it for a long time here, and it's very encouraging to see that from people of his caliber. Now, one thing he mentioned, and I'm just going to go back to this for a second. And by the way, in guests, look under our names and you can find this very video I just played, excerpt from. You can find the whole interview with Dr. James Thorpe. This bioweapon is so diabolically evil, and it has competently been created to destroy all of the major systems in your body. It is about as anti-life as it can get. It's got a little fuse on it, so they have plausible deniability. They can play all the games they want with cause of death on a death certificate. They've got hundreds they could put in there. This weapon was designed to destroy the human reproductive system in men and women, the heart, the blood, the entire immune system, the neurology of the body, and the brain. Heart,
yeah.
Brain, blood, reproduction, immune system, and neurology. How much more thorough could something be than that? It is pure death. There's no way around it. And I'm sorry, I don't like saying this, but this is where we are. In a few weeks, we start our fourth year here, and this is not a joke. This thing is getting worse and worse, and more people are compounding in their injuries, their poor health profiles, and many are dying more and more all the time. You see where this is likely going. I hope I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right.
Look what they've succeeded in doing through intimidation,
well,
fear. 81% of the U.S. have taken at least one shot, one death injection. 70% are fully vaxxed in the U.S. That's 3 to 6 injections total. Each person who is fully vaxxed, over 600 million shots given out in the U.S., about 275 million out of 335. Worldwide, 13 billion injections have been given. 67% of that total comes from Pfizer, the deadliest of all, and maybe not, but it's certainly right up there in the front. You got to think about these things. They have succeeded with their plan. It has been deployed, and they don't care if the truth is out now. They can mock people and laugh at them all day long. They don't care.
Well, I think phase two of this, maybe we're beyond phase two, but is the extraction of what's left of anybody's wealth in pursuit of medical care.
Very important point. Yes.
because people are getting sick, and there's no quick fix. The type of treatments that they need to overcome some of these injuries are hellaciously expensive. Many of these people don't have insurance because they no longer work. So they will siphon out what's left of people's wealth as they seek to recover from these injuries. I think that was baked into it. I mean, look at the drugs that they're coming up with now.
Yeah.
cancer drugs, leading the pack.
Heart disease or heart injury drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got it all.
They've got, the Vindaquel and Vindaquest, the amyloidosis drugs at $250,000 a year. It's not a cure. It keeps the disease from progressing as fast as it normally would. So all of this was anticipated.
They understood the psychology of the masses so well. It was like shooting fish in a barrel. They had it locked. People just rolled up their sleeves. They didn't think anymore. They didn't question.
There's a lot of regret. We could read a couple of these. This rapid aging, there was a thread in one of the support groups about rapid aging.
Okay. Go ahead with the first one. We'll run through those.
Marie says, "Hi, everyone. This might sound crazy, but I think the vax has altered me physically. Apart from aging, about 20 years in two, my features have changed. My nose has gotten bigger, my lips thinner. Has anyone else noticed any physical changes? And thank you for reading this post."
Oh, may I say something? That's a very important statement. I think that that's going on a lot more than is commonly being posted. That to me is another alarm. Something's going on physiologically with these things.
Well, inflammation in and of itself will drive aging.
I see.
And, these people have inflammation in spades. And there's that word again.
It's all right.
Someone else says, "I have aged considerably since the vax. What I notice most about my appearance is that my skin got terribly dry. I have these weird little bumps under my skin on my face that I never had before, and my hair keeps falling out since the jab." And original poster says, "I've got really dry, wrinkly skin now, and my hair is falling out too. The texture has also totally changed."
Wow.
And the other one says, "My texture has changed too. It's terrible, and it hurts with one's self-esteem." Another one says, "My skin has changed considerably too. Yeah, the jab has caused serious skin issues. For me, facial cellulitis, followed by a septic lump, and then finally polymorphous light syndrome, which itched like hell for 4 weeks. I've always had good skin. However, skin issues are the least of my jab problems. I saw this one on one of the COVID groups." And that's a picture of it looks like shingles all up and down somebody's forearm and the back of their hand. I don't know what it is.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. You don't even want to look at it. It's that ugly. What is a septic lump?
I guess it's an infected sore. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
No, that's an odd statement. I just picked that up. All right, here's more on this. Person writes in, "I consider it part of the insane rapid aging. It happens with age. Nose looks bigger. We lose our pretty fat. It just happened to us really fast. I've aged 3 decades, I think." And a reply to that, "Yes, you're probably right. I also have the strangest sensations in my nose. It's as though I have insects in it. It gets really cold, and then it grows bright red." And the first poster says, "Sounds like my Raynaud's sensation. All the little vessels feels like they spasm individually. Gets really bad with a cold, with, I guess, cold weather. It could be microspasms along that line. Most bizarre sensation, I had something like that everywhere for months. Felt like every cell in me was jumping around. Drove me quite mad. And the first person, or the second person comes back and says, were you more sensitive to hot water too, in addition to the cold that she mentioned? I lost the ability to feel heat. Actually, the only thing I could feel was cold, and it burned me. But I would reach barehanded into the oven and take things right out. I couldn't feel it.
Man.
Someone says, oh, how scary. And the person comes back, yes, I always noticed it, but when I look back at some pictures that are only 2 or 3 years old, I cannot believe how different I look. Yes, same here. Apart from looking sick, I have also changed physically and have aged 20 years. Wow.
Yeah, here's another one. My body has changed drastically. It's been an awful roller coaster ride to try to maintain any form of life that I previously had. Who knew this would be so awful? Yep, it's the most horrendous experience. And another? I have aged too. I am fatigued all the time, and I cannot walk the same as I did. I have a limp due to neurological pain in my legs. Yes, muscle loss is terrible. I am so weak. I lost my balance last year. Never thought it would get worse. I'm walking on hot rocks and going through the bee sting stage, or as some describe as electric shocks. And another person says, I lost over 50 pounds pretty easily, which is unusual for me. Hair loss and then regrowth is gray, carpet and the drapes. Skin became velvet soft, loose, stretchy. I noticed I'm getting old person sunspots everywhere. I'm only 46. I was diagnosed with lipedema and hypermobile, which is a connective tissue disorder. Small fiber neuropathy with no confirmed cause. All the testable possibilities ruled out. Dysautonomia, POTS. And I need to pursue MCAS diagnosis based on how my body reacts to certain triggers. Someone says to that, hypermobile, EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, often goes along with frozen shoulder, adhesive capsulitis, plantar fibroma, palmar fibroma, Dupuytren's disease. Look for lumps in the palm or the fascia of your feet. I hope none are affected, but it appears to be a generalized connective tissue disorder that I have. And the original one says, I have the bumps on my heels all my life. After one J&J, the lipomas started growing around the backs of my knees and lower thighs.
And the next one is, I have aged tremendously, and my face is thinner. I look different, and not in a good way. Another lady adds, I am the same. And another, maybe it has to do with collagen breakdown. And another, it's not crazy. You're correct. And another, rapid aging for me too, but my lips are bigger because they are constantly swollen now. I dream about having thin lips. And the next post, I think the same thing about myself. Rapid aging for sure. A lot of it is muscle loss. It's amazing how it affects your face. Same for me. I aged quickly and somehow lost 2 inches of height in less than 3 weeks. What the hell?
Yeah, osteoporosis.
I don't know.
Yeah, we had that thread last week about the dental issues. Well, you know, the teeth are kind of a representative of what's going on in terms of bone loss.
Yeah, it's a reflection there for sure. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's rapid aging. You know, you're seeing the breakdown of the physiology.
Women are more conscious about their appearances. These women are really, in their minds, are radically changing in terms of appearance. Mm. And is it diminution of fat in the face? It seems to be a lax musculature. You know, a lot of people, if they never make facial gestures, their face muscles get lax, and they tend to look a little different. If you exercise your face muscles, you can bring back some of your earlier configuration. If you exercise, just kind of like squint your muscles. Well, that
what
could
they
do
have
something.
Going against them is these markers of inflammation. One is metalloproteinase, MMP9, and there's a whole family of them. But those go after collagen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just dissolves them. So if you know, these markers of inflammation are high for a prolonged period of time, and it just, yeah, it, osteoporosis, loss of collagen, loss of hydration in the skin. So it's,
I know.
When, and this is also happening to the walls of their arteries. So this is why, one reason why, we're seeing aneurysms now. That Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a connective tissue disorder that one of the hallmark features of it is a susceptibility to aneurysms. So that's when the blood vessels develop weaknesses and just burst.
They balloon out and burst.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, this is not a pretty picture.
Just let me go back real quick. This weapon was built with taxpayer money by the military contractors, and it has been perfected and deployed, and the Japanese have found out that every variant of the original virus, which was synthetic, it's also a bioweapon, they've proven it. They were all created in the lab, Delta, Omicron, all of them in the lab, and then released. This weapon, I will repeat, goes after, and I'm talking about with full destruction, the human reproduction system, the heart, the blood, your immune system, your neurology, and your brain. Those six things, this is the most hideous thing ever created by insane, satanic, greedy, I got to watch my language. People. I don't think they are people. They're monsters.
You know, when Jim Ferguson was speaking there, he called it euthanasia, or people being euthanized.
That's too kind.
I wouldn't say this is mercy killing at all.
No.
This is a hideous way to take people out.
It's almost as if it were designed to be a horrific way for somebody to die. It's that bad. And it's not. Euthanasia would be kind. Oh, terrible. Well, we talk about it. Now, big business, and government for that matter, although I think most government players on the national scale did not take these shots, or they took bogus shots. We had a story last week. I ran it. I don't know if we talked about it. But in the Pfizer literature, there were two versions of this shot. One, obviously, for a minority of people who were to be protected, and the other for the masses. There were two versions, and you can figure it out. It's not hard to figure out. How many congressmen and women have gone down in the aisles, in the halls of Congress? None. I can't think of any. No. These people are all protected.
Somebody put out a Substack several months ago that... There are some, actually. I believe there are some,
but they're sure not making the headlines. Whatever. Died suddenly in the middle of a hearing in Congress?
Right.
Not common. All right, so I think these people have all been protected. I said that a long time ago. We've been suspecting that from the beginning. There's something here. There's a duplicity involved. We know that. There's probably a duality. I think there are two different platforms of this injection. One of them was obviously not a a pathologically toxic disaster. It was probably something on the order of just saline with a few this and that's in it. Now, big corporations knew about this 2-3 years ago. And we played this once before, and I want to play it again. It's very good. Go ahead and set this up. It's that young lady.
Yeah, this first came out in June of 2021, so 2 years ago. And that was probably 6 months into the vax rollout. And she claims to be a, not a headhunter, I forget what the name
she's
is.
She's an executive in human resources, basically.
Yeah, so her job is to recruitment for large oil and gas companies. And she was contracted to find people for succession planning. Right. And the specifics were that the people who had taken the shot were expected not to be around in 3 years. And rather prescient. How did they know that? So here we are. We are coming up on 3 years, and
right.
I don't know.
Right.
You know, well, where are we going to be in 6 months?
I'll give it to the end of 2025. That's my long outside parameter. Here's this young lady speaking about succession.
So about 8 years ago, I lost my baby during pregnancy, which is the reason that I actually left the healthcare field, because I was working with pregnant women, primarily reproduction and endocrinology. And I just found it was a little bit too difficult for me to provide quality of care given my recent loss. So I went back into full-time working in the gas and oil and recruitment sector. And to this day, I am running a global gas and oil recruitment firm. And the reason that this is important is because of what I am seeing as an executive in this industry happening right now as a result of the COVID vaccines. And it's something called succession planning. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. But basically what it is companies need to plan for what's going to happen as their staff move on. Rather, they move up the line, they retire, so on and so forth. And succession planning is something that I help companies with professionally by offering them recruitment services. So they'll come to me and say, hey, we're going to need 100 guys to, you know, staff this rig, so on and so forth. And so we'll provide them that service. Well, what's really interesting, what's happening right now, and it's actually mortifying, not just interesting, is that executives are having their HR staff and their managers, superintendents, foremen, so on and so forth, go through and look at the staff that have received the vaccines, and they're planning to have to replace them all within the next 3 years. What does that say to you? This is something that's, you know, it's got some of these guys literally in tears as they're going through the company and literally checking off all of these individuals that have taken the vaccine, knowing that most likely in the next 3 years, they're going to have to plan to replace that person. What does that say to you? And this is a really big thing in the industry that I'm in. And a lot of talk going on around this at the moment, because these massive companies, massive gas and oil companies, are looking to have to replace thousands of personnel. And I'm in that line of work that does the staffing for these large gas and oil companies. And they're pretty petrified as for what's going to happen to their staff, but also their businesses, because they project that they're going to lose, you know, roughly half of their personnel.
Half, 50% or more. And those days are here now. It'd be interesting if she'd ever update this. I'd like to hear what happened, how it panned out. Obviously, she had a real good business going, a great need for it. And I'm sure that this is going on exactly as she forecasted. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there now. Here's a story. I haven't even looked at this. It's just on the right side of this BitChute page. When you just you think you look at this and you read these things, it's a video, and it says, Jewish scientist proposes cure for what he calls the, quote, parasitic condition of whiteness, end quote. Y'all understand what's going on here? I think you do. The chosen are buying into that whole narrative, and they're taking white people out, and they're not afraid to talk about it.
I know it.
The parasitic condition of whiteness. That these we've got to identify. If you don't understand who your enemy is. And I'm not talking about everybody who identifies as being a Jew. No, that's not the point. It's those people who are Jewish, who aren't standing up and disavowing this, that we need to call on to begin to take action. Or they're going to be lumped in with these lunatics. Nobody wants that. All right. Crazy days.
Yep.
Okay, we have some more things to get into about shedding. Go ahead and grab the first one here. These
well, yeah,
pretty
I'll just
good.
Say that,
tell where they came from, yeah.
Yeah, Pierre Corey, on his X account, put out a solicitation for people's shedding stories. Because, I guess there's enough chatter about it now that... Well, somebody's got to address it, right? Somebody with prominence. So there was, the last time I checked, 460 replies.
That's a lot.
Oh, there's no end to these stories. And the funny thing is, for as many stories as there are, people's personal experiences with this, there are still quite a large number of people that are oblivious or ignorant of the fact that these things do shed. And there were some comments in there that were obvious trolls, insisting that these people are all lying, mm-hmm. And that these things don't shed. Well, they do shed. It's in the Pfizer literature. We heard Attorney Tom Renz reference the studies that were supposed to have been done or in progress before all this. So they do shed. They're known to shed. And they don't shed live virus like traditional vaccines, live vaccines. These shed proteins and some pieces of genetic material. And how the body receives these and acts upon them, I think there's some variability depending on what's being shed by each individual and what effect that's going to have in the person being shed on.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got many examples here.
Okay, go ahead. Do the first two, and I'll do the next two, and that'll...
All right.
When you do one and two, I'll do three and four. It breaks down. Go ahead.
All right. This person, Tony, says, I got shingles in July 2021 right after visiting a dentist for teeth cleaning. It must be something I was exposed to during the dental work because shingles timing was too close.
Mm-hmm.
I developed shingles the next day after the teeth cleaning. Initially, I had no idea because generally teeth cleaning has nothing to do with shingles. It was also uncommon to have shingles at my age. Shingles happens mostly because of immune suppression, but I didn't experience any illness, mental stress, or take any drugs, and I was totally healthy at the time. Until later, I realized shingles and immune suppression happened among many vaxxed. I began to question the possibility of shedding. The reason was because I lived in a heavily vaxxed neighborhood, and I was unvaxxed. I also lived alone in a house and worked from home the entire spring and summer of 2021. The only chance I got in touch with vaxxed people closely was during the time I visited the dentist. I wish I had realized this earlier, so maybe I could try to find more direct evidence.
Very interesting. That's a very quick turnaround, too.
Another person says, as an unvaxxed, Health practitioner, I have suffered from shedding for the last 2.5 years. Migraine headaches, eye pain, inability to focus. It lasts a couple of days. If I have multiple vaccinated people in one day, it's more intense. I can also smell the vax on them. Next person says, daughter, no vaccines. Had friends at school who got the shots. Daughter starts having extreme clotting and strange periods. She bled through overnight pads during the day. A doctor we trusted blood work and showed us the effects of the shedding in her blood under a microscope.
Wow. All right, here's another little group of stories. I suddenly got shingles for the first time not long after the first vaccine rollout ramped up. I felt unwell after being in crowds for quite a while after that, too. I suspect it was shedding from the vaccines. Another one called Smart Grandma. I was a health coach and was in close proximity to recently vaccinated and started having breakthrough bleeding and very heavy periods. I quit my job and started working from home, and my period normalized again. However, every time I flew on a plane, I had breakthrough bleeding again. And another one. My wife also experienced some reproductive difficulties as well. Neither one of us are vaccinated. The doctor told her it was in her head, so we both stopped talking about it. That's not the thing to do. Next one. I had been postmenopausal for years. I'm a rep in and out of offices. I suddenly started bleeding again. And another one. I went to the grocery store with bare arms, like a short-sleeved shirt, in December of 2021 in Australia. I suffered hemorrhagic periods, bruised skin, fatigue, dizziness, sore teeth, a prickling scalp, numb wrists, thinning fingernails, hot flushes, a sore armpit, and major foot cramping. It's all gone now since I've been inside for a year. All right? Remember what we talk about. If you can do it, and many of you can't, self-isolation. Conduct your affairs virtually with the vaxxed. You just can't take these chances. And another one who goes by the handle of Dracula. I have a friend who came to my house the day after having gotten jabbed. He had symptoms, was told it was normal and not contagious. A week later, I was sick as hell, diagnosed with COVID pneumonia in the hospital. He was my only contact at all. I work at home and wasn't around anybody else. So, here's one more. My mother-in-law got the Pfizer in March 2021 on a Monday. I took her shopping that Friday. I took her home and carried her groceries in. She gave me a big hug. Our cheeks touched. That night, starting in my feet, right up my legs, and my whole body was tingling, feeling like my body had fallen asleep. I tossed and turned all night. The next day I was drained, no energy at all. It took a good 2 weeks until I started getting my strength back. I told my husband I believed she shed on me back then. What do you think, dear friends? I think she's right. All right, onward.
Okay, there was a reply to that. Same thing happened to me and my daughter. My son got the shot because of work. He came to my house after getting the shot. He said he felt really tired. After that, my daughter and I got weird cold and a month or more of extreme fatigue. I know it was from shedding.
Wow. And, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Daughter's boyfriend got the vax. Shortly after, she started having kidney issues, protein in the urine, abnormal. They broke up. She did some detoxing, and a year later, her urine is clear and no more sign of kidney dysfunction. Hard to prove, but quite the coincidence. Next one. For Christmas last year, my kids bought me a day at the spa. facial and massage. I was in bed for a few days afterwards with what felt like a flu with burning skin. Never a fever, but it was awful. All the employees at the spa were vaxxed. Another one, I never got sick throughout the COVID madness. Now every time I'm around the vaxxed in social gatherings, I get sick. And another, husband and I are unvaxxed, moved in with vaxxed mother to take care of her for serious medical issues. I developed a blood clot 6 months later while on baby aspirin for a prior clot. Other bleeding issues 6 months after that. Another clot developed while on Eliquis. This is infuriating.
Yeah, you might say that. All right, last one. My daughter was working at a store during her college break. Three of the employees had just gotten their shots. She was the only holdout. That night, her back started hurting her, and her fever rose to 104.5. I rushed her to the ER because she said everything hurt, including her kidneys. It was out of nowhere. They got her right back because she couldn't even sit up. And at first, they thought she had sepsis. The ER doc sat down after looking at everything 6 hours later and said, I have no idea what this is. She was okay about 2 days later. She worked right next to recently vaccinated people all day. Saying they don't shed is a blatant lie. They do. And we'll have more of these on Wednesday for you. These times are so truly unbelievable. That's how they are getting away with it. It's preposterous to think that the government is actually doing this. But when you look at the government and how it's what it's composed of, in the Biden administration, it's almost 80% Jewish, and you understand that these people are behind Big Pharma. They own the sciences, basically, a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's the same group. Understand, it's the same group. They're clearing us off the planet.
Yeah.
Now, if that sounds like hate, good luck. It's not. It's a fact. And I'm not embarrassed to say it. That's exactly what's going on. It's the same damn group of people. Ashkenazi Jews.
Yep.
All right. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you for being here, all of you, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, etc., agnostics, atheists. You're all appreciated equally, and we do care about you, and we're trying to do our best to help you make your way through this nightmare. Good job, young lady. Thank you. Talk soon.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Okay, good night, everyone.
And we will be back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.